This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is WRKC News at 5. I'm Chris Wilson. Thank you for joining us tonight. We'll learn about a new expansion project in the works for King's residents, find out more about a local myth, and hear about a name change coming to the Scanlon Physical Education Center. Over the past few years, the enrollment at King's College has grown tremendously. As the enrollment grows, so does the need for more campus housing. WRKC's Kelly Calloway has the story.
As King's College continues to enroll increasingly large class sizes, the constraints of the campus's urban location are being felt. With more and more students to house, King's College has found an innovative way to create more dormitories. Megan Selick of Residence Life explains.
We needed to find an effective way to house our students, and there was no room for expansion close to campus. So we thought, why not build under our campus? We felt moving underground would not only be efficient, but would pay nice tribute to our mining foundation.
The underground dorms will house twice as many students as all of the current dorms combined. Megan explains the layout for these new rooms.
The dorms will be apartment style and spread under the center of campus. They will go 5 floors deep and include their own laundry facility.
King's brought in specialists from Saving Grace Construction to ensure these underground homes were just as luxurious as O'Hara Hall. Company manager Tony Pestolino says their experience with doomsday planners makes them more than equipped for this project.
We have a lot of experience building underground luxury homes. We can ensure running water and lighting will make you feel above ground. We're even going to add LED windows, offering you a choice of exciting views in high definition.
When asked about this project, students had a variety of opinions.
That scares me. I don't like being underground. How about the monsters?
Wow.
I think it would be pretty cool. Like, I don't know, it's different. I mean, the way the dorms are, you pretty much have those four walls anyway, so, like, there's really not much difference.
Ooh, I don't know about that. I don't know if I'd, depending on how the dorms look and what they're like, but I think I'd feel better being above campus than I would being underground. I think I'd feel more safer up there than I would underground.
Due to the special construction needs for this expansion, the center of campus will be closed throughout the summer. Entryway to the dorms can be found in the Susquehanna Room and the ladies' bathroom and the ground floor of the campus center. For WRKC News at 5, I'm Kelly Calloway.
Recently, a myth about a mysterious creature lurking below the Susquehanna River has been brewing about northeastern Pennsylvania. WRKC's Sarah Cinto reports.
The Susquehanna River may be hiding a scientific phenomenon beneath its murky surface. Wilkes-Barre residents and students alike report sightings of a strange monster living in the river. One Wilkes-Barre resident explained her encounter with the creature.
So I was going on the Market Street Bridge like I normally do, and like in the morning, and I was getting my cans because I like recycling, you know, environment issues. So I looked over, I heard a noise, and I was like, what is that? So I looked over, and I saw it was like a dragon. It had scales and red eyes. I mean, it didn't spit fire, but it was like a sea dragon, I guess. And I was like, hey, sea dragon, I'm gonna name you Sussy. I don't know what the hell you're doing in that there water, but yeah, you're gonna be my sea dragon. It was kind of scary, but it seems sweet enough. All right, don't forget my name's Sharonda Jenkins. Peace out.
As more reports of Sussy came to light, the city of Wilkes-Barre commissioned professor and cryptozoologist H. Jerome Hatfield to conduct research on the creature.
Well, I don't know much about the Susquehanna sea dragon. I did my dissertation in mythological studies out in Scotland, and I based it all on the Loch Ness monster. I will say, however, that the Susquehanna River Monster, or Sussy, as it is known in the local vernacular, seems to exhibit some of the classic Nessie signs, as keeping low and out of sight most times in the day, having a handful of devoted believers attributing its existence, and just generally seems to fit the Loch Ness mold.
Sussy has become a hot topic on the King's College campus. Students have begun to debate the creature's existence, sometimes in the middle of classes.
He's fake and doesn't exist.
That's such a lie. My friend went in there and he actually saw Sussy.
Your friend must come out with a sixth toe, because going in there is not a great idea.
Well, that was the whole point. We thought he was just delusional or something like that, but he pointed out later, if you don't look close enough, it just kind of looks like sunshine or ripples in the water, but there's definitely Sussy in the Susquehanna.
Is he sure it's not a fish?
Yeah, he was in there, and we were like, dude, it's just a little tiny fish swimming in the Susquehanna, blah, 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 but no, it's a sea monster.
What makes you think it's a sea monster?
Do you see where we live and how messed up the people are? There's definitely a sea monster in the Susquehanna.
If anything can live in that river, it is not non-existent if it can live in that river.
Hatfield believes the monster exists and warns residents about one of his discoveries.
Now, there have been reports from those who've seen it that when it breaches the surface of the Susquehanna River, it spits, well, balls of iron. I assume that this is because of the nature of the volatile waters in the Susquehanna. It can't breathe fire.
Who knows what actually lurks in the Susquehanna River, but if the locals are correct, it may be the next Loch Ness. For WRKC News, I'm Sarah Cinto.
Coming up next on the WRKC News at 5, we'll hear how Snooki is involved with a new gym addition on campus.
Comedic injuries. It's only funny for those watching from the sidelines. Or on YouTube. Hi, I'm Francis K. Preston, Esquire from the law firm Preston, Preston & Ahmadinejad. No, not that one. Have you or a loved one ever been the victim of a shallow puddle drowning, demonic pony attack, a hasty dropping of a piano, a misplaced banana peel, a pie in the face leading to the falling out of a two-story window that involves 2 years of recovery and traction? We feel your pain, and promise not to laugh. Our team will work all day and at least until happy hour on your behalf. And we've won millions for winners of America's Funniest Home Videos. The law firm of Preston, Preston & Ahmadinejad, once again, not that one, will work for you. We don't get paid, unless you hire us. Call the law firm of Preston, Preston & not Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, because your injury is not a laughing matter. The law firm of Preston, Preston & Ahmadinejad is not allowed to practice in the states of New Hampshire, New Jersey, and the town of New Brunswick, Connecticut, the borough of Plymouth, and pretty much any area of land in or around the city of Big Red Hand, West Virginia.
May I have the bacon cheeseburger?
Nothing would make me happier. I've owned this diner for 20 years, and I've worked to keep my customers happy at all times. Nothing makes it easier to do that than bacon.
As a hipster, it's not too cool for me to eat many meats. But the irony of bacon being unhealthy makes it okay for me and my vegetarian girlfriend to sometimes cook up bacon and go with our cage-free eggs, or eat bacon-wrapped scallops.
How can I resist such a flexible product? Baconaise, bacos, turkey bacon? Baked or fried, with a favorite dish or on its own, bacon is all I need.
Bacon-wrapped scallops are all I eat at these $1,000-a-plate fundraisers. Dressed up in this tuxedo with fancy seafood and frilly veggie platters? A real man needs some bacon. When it's all for a good cause like Bacon Awareness Month, how can I resist?
Bacon is all I need.
Brought to you by the President's Council for Bacon Awareness. The news at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC, Wilkes-Barre.
Recently, naming rights of the addition to the Scanlon Physical Education Center have been bought by Snooki. WRKC's Pete Phillips has an exclusive interview with the Jersey Shore star.
Hi, Snooki. This is Pete Phillips from WRKC. Thanks for talking with us today.
I don't know what you're saying. Like, stop talking to me.
I'm from King's College. We had an interview scheduled.
I went to school. You know, I went to college. I know how to read. You know, I know how, you know, even though, like, I'm kind of, you know, I lack common sense sometimes, I am book smart.
All right. What was college like for you?
The girls bullied me and my friends a lot. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm actually calling to ask about a rumor that...
What's the rumor today? Like, I'm wondering what's going to happen today with what's going on with me.
The rumor that you're the big name that purchased the naming rights to the new fitness center at King's College in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Does that mean they're calling me fat?
No, big name, like famous.
My mom would ask me when I was, like, you know, a little girl, she's like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I'd be like, Mommy, I want to be famous. And I took her out to dinner last night, and she was like, did you know this was going to happen? And I was like, of course, Mom. I've been telling you my whole life.
Well, it happened through reality television, and now you're giving back to the community at King's. What made you choose to donate to a fitness center? Was it being pregnant?
I never said I was pregnant. So I'm thinking, like, you know, people are thinking I'm fat or something. I definitely do want kids. but I'm not pregnant. Being pregnant should be like, you know, a real thing and a happy thing, and I'm not, and, you know, I've been working on my fitness a lot, so I don't know.
Very nice. I hear you have some programs in mind for the center, too. What would they focus on exactly?
Pretty much like motivation, working out, and cutting down on the drinking, which sucks.
Amen to that. Do you have any fitness tips for our listening audience? What did you eat, and what were you thinking during your weight loss?
Ham and cheese. Like, I'm thinking I'm eating pasta, because I was, like, strict on my diet. I'm like, oh, God, I'm eating pasta, pizza. But it's the healthiest thing you could ever eat.
Our reports say you have some great plans for the inside of the building, too. Can you tell me about that?
Well, everybody knows that I love animal print, so, you know, I wanted to incorporate zebra. And then I have leopard print, and I have all the neon sparkly colors.
What exactly will people need to utilize this facility?
Personality. You have to be outgoing. Definitely sense of humor. And I'd say a sense of style.
Speaking of style, there's another rumor floating about a relationship brewing between you and the WRKC station manager, Chris Wilson. Can you tell me about that?
I met him at the Shore when we were filming season 3, and I decided to take his number and call him when I got out, so... Oh, yeah. Yeah, he has nice abs, and his butt is, like, chiseled nicely. Oh.
And that's not your only connection to the station, right? You've said in interviews that you're trying to live like our general manager, Sue Henry?
Yeah, like, I would like to get on her level. I mean, you know, she's very successful. She's out there, and, you know, she's enjoying life, so that's where I want to be.
Very nice, very nice. So, construction is underway at Snook Tower.
The plumbers are here, finally. The fat one is actually kind of cute, and they dress, like, kind of weird. But, you know, Jersey guys, I mean, you know, they're buff, and they dress... glittery.
I heard the glittery dress blinded you, actually, and you fell a little bit on the construction site.
At the time, it was really scary, but right now, it's freaking hilarious.
Do you think this project will gain any national attention for you and Kings?
I definitely think Obama knows who we are, because he said it in his speech. And then, like, a week later, he said, oh, I don't know who those kids are. So Obama's lying. It's okay. He can admit it. You know, he's not going to lose voters.
Why do you think he took back that recognition?
Because he's a weirdo.
Okay, well, thanks for the interview, Snooki. It's been a pleasure here.
I think it's like the most dramatic time we've ever spent together.
I agree. Good luck in the future.
Cool.
And we'll see your name on the new fitness center at King's College this coming fall.
For WRKC's News at 5, this is Pete Phillips.
The weather from WRKC, well, it's sunny now, but don't be fooled, as tomorrow we'll see below freezing temperatures and flaming hail. Tomorrow night, temperatures will do a 180 and rise to 100 degrees until early morning. And Sunday, well, the sun won't rise. King's Idol contestants return to the stage tonight singing selections of Frankie Valli. Dress code is 60s themed. All are encouraged to attend, and the show starts at 8 p.m. This has been Chris Wilson reporting for WRKC News at 5. Enjoy your April Fool's Day.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.